This is All Things Considered on WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The Senate candidates are going into the final weekend of the race, at times drawing modest crowds, at times drawing hardly anyone. WBUR's Fred Tice has been following Republican Gabriel Gomez and joins us now in the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Steve.
Where has Gabriel Gomez been today?
Well, he was on the North Shore. He started his day this morning in Peabody at a retirement community. Now, seniors are an attractive audience for candidates, in part because they vote reliably. Gomez has been accused by his Democratic opponent, Ed Markey, of wanting to cut seniors' cost of living increases. And he's been accused by the Senate Democratic Campaign Committee of the same thing. They've been running a lot of ads on this. Now, President Obama is considering cutting these cost of living increases. And Gomez was asked about this when about 50 seniors turned out to ask him questions.
And there are some changes out there that have been proposed. One has been by President Obama. He came out with what's called a chain CPI. And that is where you index it, the growth of the Medicare and Social Security benefits, to a different inflation rate. But again, it has no effect for those that are receiving the benefits right now. It's for me, my kids, my generation, my kids' generation.
So, Fred, what else was Gabriel Gomez asked about?
Well, he was asked about the recent revelations that the National Security Agency has been tracking the phone calls of tens of millions of Americans, as well as the internet activities of Americans who are in touch with anyone who happens to be the target of NSA surveillance abroad. And Gomez has generally been willing to give President Obama the benefit of the doubt on this issue. But today, he expressed a more skeptical view than he has before.
Personally, I'm disturbed by the fact that, you know, the NSA has been out there snooping on 110 million Americans. Now, I can see if something has risen to like an imminent danger or a national security level that is such a high level that we have to, put aside for that moment to get information. But the way that it's been done in such a broad sweep, to me, is what scares me.
Now, campaigns have been an opportunity for candidates to introduce themselves. Are we still learning things about Gabriel Gomez?
Well, as you know, Gomez is a first-generation American. He's the son of Colombian immigrants. And today he explained more than he has before about how he learned English as a child.
I learned English literally going to school. When I went into kindergarten, kindergarten, my mom has still not learned English yet. And she was starting to learn it, you know, going to the grocery store and watching TV at the time and talking, you know, making friends with some of the neighbors that we had at the time when I was really young. And she had, you know, I learned like, I guess it was three or four words. She taught me please, thank you, water, and bathroom.
Very important words. Where else did he go today?
Well, he went to a diner in Winchester where there were about 20 people who were waiting to talk to him as he arrived, and more trickled in. They spoke to him and he to them, just kind of one-on-one. Now, this is a diner that I went to with Scott Brown in his race against Elizabeth Warren last year, and I was struck by the comparison in crowds. Last year, the place was packed with presumable voters and with the media, and you could move around this morning. It wasn't like that at all. There was a lot of room. There were no television cameras, and there were none this morning in Peabody. There were none later at the event I went to with him in Gloucester, where Gomez promised to listen to fishermen if he goes to the Senate. So I was a little struck by the comparison of the two campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Now, this weekend, final push for him?
Yeah, he'll be all over the state, and there's, of course, the other campaign, perhaps a more important one, that is the phone banks. I spoke to volunteers for Gomez at the Winchester Diner today. They're pretty encouraged by what people are saying to them when they call voters, and so I think you can expect a lot of frenetic activity at his Watertown headquarters on the phones.
Okay. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.